Mr. Sorayakov, good morning to you again. And you may proceed.
May it please the court. Your Honors, I'm Nathan Sorayakov again. I'm here representing Brandon Rohde, and I am with the Lancaster County Public Defender's Office. Your Honor, the question before the court is, can the state aggravate a penalty for a crime using an element of that crime? The setup of this is essentially that refusal of a chemical test is a Class W misdemeanor all by itself. The state argues that the refusal can be enhanced with prior DUIs. We cover our objection to that in our brief, and I think that I'd like to spend most of my time talking today about the due process and double jeopardy issues. So I'd refer you my brief to whether or not this is a Class W misdemeanor. I think my brief covers that acceptably. If the court accepts the state's position, however, that the DUI can be enhanced, or that the refusals can be enhanced by DUIs, the state's position is essentially that the fact of the defendant's refusal aggravates this to a 3F. So refusal when state originally charged would be a 3AF, a Class 3A felony. The state then wants to say, well, you refused, you were charging with refusal, and you refused, so we're charging you with refusal aggravated, essentially.
Is it aggravated that there were three priors?
No, those are enhancements. He was enhanced. Rohde says, Rohde and Arizona, all these cases were enhanced to what I saw by the priors. And then aggravated, if you look at the DUI statutes.
Counsel, even though the legislature uses the term aggravated, in reality, they have the right, don't they, to classify anything they choose. So they could say, if you're driving at night after midnight and then you're intoxicated, it's a Class 3, but if you're driving before midnight, it's a Class 4. They'd right. have that right, wouldn't they?
They do have that right.
What's the difference between that and what's your argument?
What we're saying is that the proper sentence for refusal, if you look at the refusal statute, it says it can be punished according to, I think it's 0.02 to 0.08, which is the entirety of the DUI statute. And we're saying that the proper place for the courts to look and for the state to look at for a refusal penalty is DUI subsections sub 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9, I think is what they are, which are DUI aggravated but not, or enhanced, but not aggravated by refusal. So we're saying that DUI aggravated by refusal is its own offense. Refusal can be punished like DUI 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9, which is not aggravated. But the state wants to punish refusal as DUI aggravated, but the aggravating language in the sub 2, 4, 6, and 8 is all couched in that aggravator. The thing that says, the statute says, as part of the current offense, referring to the DUI, 0.15 or refusal.
Okay, but why can't the legislature classify it?
It can. It can, but it didn't.
Well, then what's wrong here?
It didn't classify it as 3, 5, 7, and 9. It said DUI statute. The statute is so inherently vague that the prosecutor now is able to say, well, we want to prosecute this as a DUI non-aggravated or as a DUI aggravated. So using those statutes, the 1 or 2. The legislature's intent, I think, can be found in how it classified first offense DUI or refusal. When they say first offense refusal can't be aggravated by a refusal. So they're not saying a first offense refusal is a aggravated offense. They're saying
Aren't you really arguing that prosecutors have discretion in what they charge?
I'm saying, of course, prosecutors have discretion in what they charge. But I'm saying the statute is so overbroad that we can't actually decide what the defendant should be charged with, whether it's a 3A felony or a 3 felony. And that discrepancy is too huge. It becomes dangerous, especially when you're saying Because remember, that refusal statute, or the refusal language in the DUI statute is couched in the aggravator portion, the DUI 0.15 or greater. It's couched there. I don't think you can divorce that refusal language from that aggravator portion. It's either aggravating the DUI or it's not.
Let's get back to interpretation of the statute. Doesn't 60-6197.03 have several sections that are specific crimes if certain things are present?
Yes.
And under the defendant was charged under 6197.03, parent 8. Is that correct?
I think that's correct, yes.
All right. So what about that section is ambiguous when you have three priors and a refusal? You have committed the crime described under that section.
When you have three priors and you refused,
that's right.
The section of the punishment is DUI subsection 7, not 8.
No. That's a different crime.
We're saying that subsection 8
is a separate crime from 7.
Yes, I agree with that.
Okay,
but that the appropriate punishment in this case, the facts don't fit 8, they fit 7.
This is a refusal.
Right.
And a refusal is the same as having 0.15 or greater blood in your system.
It's not.
Under point.
It's an aggravator. See, the way they set up the statute is they say, if you're convicted of DUI, 0.08 or above, this is what you're punished with.
What is so complicated about reading this statute in its plain meaning that this is a separate crime in which the underlying offense was refusal, and the sentence imposed is under this section because you had three priors?
Because the section that we're talking about that deals with the refusal is couched within the aggravating language of the DUI. And we're saying you can't aggravate a refusal. But then let's look at how it's charged, like how it's set up. When you look at how a jury is given the instruction is, find that he refused, and that it were fine that it was a DUI third, and that it, or not DUI third, but refusal, and it was aggravated. So, like, you can't...
And that he had three prior convictions for DUI or refusal, therefore, under subsection 8, you're charged that if he refused and had three priors, you find him guilty of that section.
But the refusal statutes, the refusal portions, are couched within the aggravator portions of the DUI statute. So the refusal portion is an aggravator. So, in order for this to work the way that we think the statute's...
Now, the refusal is the offense which is aggravated by three priors.
Refusal is earlier in the statutes. And the refusal statute says can be punished according to 0.02 up to 0.08. And that includes the entirety of the statute. Had the legislator wanted refusals to be punished according to sub 2, 4, 6, and 8, like you're suggesting, they could have said refusals will be punished according to the penalties of 2, 4, 6, and 8. They didn't. They said 0.02 to 0.08, which is even bigger than the subs that we're talking about. It's the entirety of the statute. And that includes 1, 2, 3, 5, and 7. And we're saying the appropriate punishment is 1, 3, 5, and 7, and 9, or 1, 3, 5, and 7. That's what we're saying. And that the
what do you do with 7, except, which starts out except as provided in subsection 8? How do you deal with that particular language of the statute?
Repeat the question, please.
That's always the fear of an appellate judge, is you'll ask that. But how do you deal with the fact that subsection says except as provided in subsection 8? How do you deal with that particular language, that it describes the crime in 7, except if it's different in subsection 8, that's a different crime?
Right, because subsection 8 is dealing with an aggravated DUI. Subsection 7...
Well, isn't this an aggravated DUI? This is a refusal with three priors. Where is that found in the statutes imposing the penalties and the crime for that particular action?
That's the best question there is.
Well, where is it?
That's the problem. It's not clear from the statutes where it's at. We have aggravator language in 8, not penalty language directly dealing with what a refusal is. And so there's this confusion about what this is. It's not clear from the statute. that a refusal, because the way they wrote the statute and put in subsection A refusal after DUI .15, you're dealing with aggravating circumstances. We're saying that DUI .15 or refusal are aggravating issues for the jury to decide in a DUI trial. So in a DUI trial, you go to trial, you have, was it 0.08, you have, was it 0.08 or 0.15 or refusal?
Okay. Then you determine, were there any priors?
Yeah.
And the state has to prove there were three prior convictions. He committed the crime of refusal, and then the state proves there are three priors. Why doesn't Section 8 apply?
Section 8 applies in a DUI trial. It does not apply in a refusal trial.
That argument's been made, but the legislature at one time said if you're going to be tried under certain facts of refusal, you have to have prior refusals. But if you're going to be tried under DUI, you have to have prior DUIs. But that was amended before this action occurred. Didn't the legislature make that amendment prior to the time that your client was charged?
What they amended it to was to include subsections 1, 3, 5, 7, 9.
Now you have cross enhancements for a refusal. You don't have to use strictly refusals as the prior.
I'm not arguing that. Okay. What I'm arguing is that subsection 7 applies rather than subsection 8. And subsection 7's penalty is for refusal. Subsection 8 penalties is for DUI aggravated by refusal. That's what I'm saying. Because if you look at the language, it's in the aggravator part of the statute.
Well, I think I understand what you're arguing. Thank you.
Okay. Any further questions?
Thank you very much, Mr. Ralph. Good morning to you again.
So you're just going back to .02 or the definition of prior convictions?
Well, yeah, .02, 60-6197.02 sets forth the definitions for prior convictions, which basically allows cross enhancement. So a refusal can be enhanced by DUI.
So that's the starting point.
That is the starting point. And sort of as I pointed out in my brief, let me turn to that page. A violation of Section 60-6197 shall be punished as provided in 60-6197.03. So we know that the three priors are coming in. So now we just look at, okay, where does that fall? Well, sub 7 and sub 8 are dealing with prior conviction, or where you have three valid prior convictions. You look at sub 7 and it says, as Your Honor pointed out, except as provided in sub 8 of this section, it's a Class 3A felony. We go to sub 8. It says, if such person has had three prior convictions and, as part of the current violation, had a constant had .15 or refused to submit to a test as required under Section 60-6197, that's a Class 3. So basically, I think this is defining the offense of refusal as equivalent to aggravated DUI. And I think as I understood the appellant's position, the problem that I had with it is that he considers the sub 2468 to be strictly aggravated DUI. But it's talking about the current violation. Well, the very first sentence of the statute says any person convicted of a violation of 60-6196 or 60-6197. So, again, I think the plain language, he had three priors as part of the current violation, which is refusal. He refused to submit to the test. That's a Class 3 felony. I think that's it. On the constitutional arguments, I would reiterate my Rule 9e position, but even if this Court disagrees on the merits, I think they're without merit, as I set forth in brief. Unless this Court has questions on those, I would submit it.
Thank you very much. That takes us then, whoops, do we have time for rebuttal? No time for rebuttal. That takes us...